Hill's southern attack force may have silenced the Japanese coastal defense guns on Baishio convincingly, but both commanders realized that somehow the anti-boat guns had survived the preliminary bombardment and were slaughtering those Marines trying to get ashore from the reef. Smith had only 2 battalion landing teams of the 8th Marines in reserve. Major General Holland M. Howland Mad Smith, commanding the 5th Amphibious Corps, and located 95 miles away near Mackin, with his counterpart, Rear Admiral Richmond Kelly Turner, retained control over the 6th Marines, 1/3 of the division's assault troops. Julian Smith ordered Major Robert H. Rood, commanding Landing Team 3rd Battalion 8th Marines, to report to Colonel Shoup and land where directed. He also ordered Major Lawrence C. Larry Hayes to debark Landing Team 1st Battalion 8th Marines into boats and stand by. Smith was playing his last card. Now he had to reconstitute a reserve force from the odds and ends of his division headquarters staff, the cooks and bakers and candlestick makers. Still uncertain of the situation ashore, Julian Smith transmitted a radio report to Holland Smith at 10:28. Successful landings beaches Red 2 and 3, toehold on beach Red 1. Am committing 1 landing team from Division Reserve, still encountering strong resistance throughout. The Americans had a great deal at risk. Tarawa was the centerpiece of the Gilberts' invasion. Defeat there would scuttle Operation Galvanic, delay indefinitely the forthcoming assault on the Marshalls, and derail, perhaps fatally, the Central Pacific campaign. As the fighting on Baishio raged throughout this critical hour, 2 obscure events occurred that emitted small rays of hope. In the lagoon off Red Beach 3, the destroyer Dashiell, DD-659, finally established radio contact with Sergeant James B. Martin, TBX operator for Shore Fire Control Team 82, attached to Crow's 2nd Battalion 8th Marines. Call fires on designated targets along the eastern flank commenced immediately. Slightly to the west, next to the pier and wading steadily past the floating bodies of scores of dead Marines, Colonel Shoup approached Red Beach 2. His odyssey was not yet over. He would be wounded again in the final few yards, but the fiercely stubborn assault commander from Battleground, Indiana, was coming in. His first order of business would be to send Lieutenant Colonel Evans F. Carlson back to the flagship. The message from Shoup: "You tell the general and the admiral we're going to stick and fight it out."